Last week's school shooting at Oxford High in Michigan affected the lives of all its students. Today, the parents of two sisters filed a pair of $100 million lawsuits in federal court against the school district. As Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports, the suits blame teachers, administrators, and counselors for endangering students' lives.
The plaintiffs in this civil case are Jeffrey and Brandy Franz, parents of two teenage girls at the school, one who was shot in the neck during the rampage. The lawsuits claim that school officials acted in reckless disregard for the victim's safety. The day before the shooting, school officials had noticed that Ethan Crumbly, who's been charged with multiple crimes, was looking up ammunition on a cell phone. Just before the shooting, they found him with a drawing depicting guns, bullets, and phrases like "blood everywhere." At a meeting with school officials, his parents refused to take him home from school that day. Fran's attorney, Jeffrey Feiger, says the school should have done much more.
The counselors, teachers, the school administrators who failed the students at Oxford High School at virtually every turn, therefore violated the civil rights of the Oxford High School students who were injured and killed during this slaughter.
But some school advocacy groups say now is not the time for a lawsuit and call it ill-advised. They note that officials involved have also been traumatized by the shooting and are in the midst of trying to heal the community. In addition, multiple investigations, including a criminal one, are still underway. Legal experts say civil lawsuits like this one can be difficult because courts often rule schools are covered by governmental immunity. These are the first known civil suits in connection with the shooting. George Washington University law professor Catherine J. Ross says the Oxford shootings may open new avenues for civil litigation.
Unlike a lot of the incidents where schools have only a few seconds to figure out what to do because the shooting has already started, this school had 90 minutes before the parents even arrived to think this through. So we could expect them to do a fuller investigation, given that they were so concerned they said he had to see a counselor.
Some school districts have settled with those involved in shootings. The Parkland, Florida district recently reached a $25 million settlement with the families of more than 50 people affected by a school shooting there in 2018. In Oxford, much of the continuing investigation will focus on the warning signs and how school administrators reacted to them. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.